We gather tonight for St. Matthew's annual Advent Carol service. Welcome to each of you here in person and to those of you who are listening online. During the offering solo, a free will donation will be collected. At different times throughout the service, we'll be singing, so you'll need the red hymnal in front of the pew or underneath if you're at the front there. All are welcome to join us following the service for refreshments in the community hall downstairs. As we gather for worship, we acknowledge that we gather on traditional territories subject to land and treaty claims of the Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, and earlier Neutral peoples. We acknowledge that we are all treaty people. Please rise for our first hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, 257. A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge for the poor and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Hear the voice of God's messenger. We listen and open our hearts to do God's will.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Hear the voice of God's messenger. We listen and open our hearts to do God's will.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will receive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Hear the voice of God's messenger. We listen and open our hearts to do God's will.
Thank you. Latin. principio, et nunc et semper nunc, et
erat in principio,
et nunc et semper nunc,
et erat in
principio,
et nunc
et
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' So, John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Hear the voice of God's messenger.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You can now use the dialogue found in your guides. Let us pray. Come once again with your gracious presence. Meet you in our neighbor and share the good news of your love. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we humbly thank you for your goodness to us and to all that you have made. We praise you for your creation, for keeping us and all things in your care, and for all the blessings of life. Above all, we bless you for the mother of our Lord, Mary, who received the prophetic words of the angel Gabriel and responded with faith, trust, and joy. May we, like Mary, be attentive to your messengers and mindful of how you lift up the lowly. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all worship and praise, now and forever. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, comfort the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Gracious God, you call your servants and send them forth. Like Isaiah, who heard your voice and answered when you called, and like Jeremiah, whom you knew and appointed before birth, shape our hearts to hear and obey. As you entrusted the angel Gabriel with your good news, and as you raised up John the Baptist to prepare the way for your Son, so send us now. Fill us with courage to speak your truth, humility to serve without seeking praise, and compassion to point others toward repentance and new life. Grant us the clarity of Isaiah's vision, the trust of Jeremiah's call, the faithfulness of Gabriel's message bearing, and the boldness of John's witness. Free us from fear, complacency, and empty words, that our lives and lips may be faithful signs of your mercy and justice. Hear us, O Lord, and make us your messengers in word and deed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Come once again with your gracious presence. We meet you in our neighbor and share the good news of your love. Gather us all under the promise of your Son who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God accompany your waiting, the light of Christ warm your hearts, and the joy of the Spirit fill you with hope. Amen. Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Go in peace. Christ is coming soon.